Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Lake Waccamaw will turn water off for a portion of the town's water service for repairs today. The areas affected are from 2310 Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores, including Wooded Acres. The areas affected will be under a boil water notice until Friday afternoon. County commissioners will meet with developers of the Coleman Track on October 6th for an informational workshop. Planning Director Kelsey Hammond said the meeting is the first of its kind for the county and will allow commissioners to ask questions about the planned development before it is presented for a vote. The Coleman Track would bring 190 homes to the Dothan area if approved. Building lots served by public water and sewer will now have to be significantly larger after a vote by the county commissioners on Monday. Minimum lot sizes were increased from 15,000 square feet to 21,000 square feet as part of the board's efforts to control growth within the county. The text amendment does not apply to individual homes, but only to subdivisions and plan unit developments using shared public water and sewer. The measure was passed unanimously. A Lake Waccamaw man has been arrested on child sex charges from Wake County. Justin Tyler Riddle, age 31, is being held under a $250,000 secured bond, facing charges of first-degree sexual exploitation of a minor and soliciting a child by computer. We have reached out to the sheriff's office for more information. Two suspects are in custody on a laundry list of charges after a three-county chase that began in Chadburn. Christopher Stephen Deaver, age 35, and Haley Nicole Pittman, age 29, were jailed Monday afternoon after a three-county 122-mile-per-hour chase. Both suspects had multiple outstanding warrants. We have more on this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Detectives raided a Pleasant Plains Road home last Wednesday after an extensive undercover investigation into alleged narcotic sales. Joe Russell Menzer, age 42, was charged with felony cocaine possession, maintaining a dwelling for drug activity, possession of a stolen firearm, and possession of a firearm by a felon. In another raid, an alleged meth trafficker was taken down on Monday. James Nathan Stevens of Golf Course Road was arrested after an undercover operation. He was held under a $250,000 secured bond. We have more on both these arrests at ColumbusCountyNews.com. Ernest McLeod of Fair Bluff has been charged with conspiracy and assault with a deadly weapon. McLeod, age 45, allegedly conspired with another man to assault Eric Jenkins with an aluminum baseball bat. The second suspect has not been arrested. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26th from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology, 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. Enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is just $25 per vehicle, and you can call 910-770-2168 for more information. Whiteville will hold a groundbreaking for their new park at the former Lewis Smith property downtown at 10 a.m. on October 7th. And the city is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park. The options are Freedom Park, Unity Park, Downtown Gathering Grounds, Heart of Whiteville, Vineland Park, and Madison Street Park. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline is September 29th. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting. It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.